This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to Federal Insights for March, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing managed services, sponsored by GDIT.
Federal agencies are finding one way to simplify operations and have more predictable costs is through the use of managed services, contracting with a vendor to deliver some set of ongoing functional requirements. One agency with experience in managed services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. For the full story, I spoke with its division head for data center and cloud hosting services, Terry Lee Holland.
We do a lot of engineering work for the warfighters, especially the sailors. One of the areas which I work directly for is we provide hosting services for the systems that they rely on for, let's say, payroll and HR and everything like that.
And we should make the distinction between warfare information and information warfare and just sort that out for us so we understand the context.
Oh. The most important thing I would say, however you want to place the words in order, is getting the information as quickly as possible out to the warfighters, into the sailors at sea. So that's how I kind of look at it. There's information that we make available to not allow our adversaries to get to us, right? And then there's information that we try to take a proactive approach and get out to the sailors as quickly as possible.
And give us a sense of the infrastructure required to support all of that activity, people, computers, and so on, the whole data centers and all of that.
Yeah, so we have a large workforce. Nywick Atlantic has over 9,000 DOD civilians, Department of Navy civilians. We have military members that support us. We have civilians, and then we have industry partners that we work very closely with. We obviously have certain office sites. We have data centers in Charleston, New Orleans, and a disaster recovery site in Kansas City. But in this remote world that we're all so happy to be in, we have a workforce distributed across the United States.
Got it. So let's talk about managed services, because that can take many, many, many forms. A lot of it does center around those services related to data centers. I guess maybe cloud is one sense a managed service. Tell us about your philosophy for managed services, and we'll talk about some of the programs you've got going there.
Okay, fantastic. So, you know, managed services isn't new to us, and I know it's not new to industry. We have been providing managed services for the Department of the Navy and the DOD since I've been supporting data centers. That's going to date me, but 8 to 10 years ago, I started with the program. So the way that we provide managed services are through our industry partners and government partnerships. We provide a service that our mission owners or application owners utilize, as opposed to each of our individual application owners providing those services to themselves. So let's just take something very basic like scanning our environments. Instead of each of our mission owners scanning their individual environments, we scan across the full environment and can provide those scan results not only to our mission owners, but up to Fleet Cybercom so that they can see across the complete infrastructure. So that's just an example of the managed services we provide today. And then the exciting part and where we're heading, I think, is even a better story. So we got into the cloud infrastructure in about 2016. We started piloting. And since then, our processes across the Department of the Navy, as well as Department of Defense, have really matured and have allowed us to bring on those additional cloud native managed services to make them available to our application owners. You know, we do have some legacy applications out there that do have to be reconfigured in order to take advantage of the applications, but that's what we're excited about, is more collaboration, more partnering with our application owners to really utilize and take advantage of the efficiencies that those managed services provide for all of our mission owners.
And I actually wanted to bounce back a minute to the scanning of the environments that you do as a managed service. Is this a chargeback type of arrangement? That is to say, it costs something to do this. So you are a managed service provider in the sense that they pay you to do this, the different units.
Yep, that's absolutely right. So for all the services that we provide, we operate under a service center. And so we bundle all of the services to our mission owners and application owners. And we send them a bill just like you would get for using a service, let's say your cell phone service. They're going to get a bill from us that says you are getting these services, and then they pay for those services. At any time, they can add services and remove services, and that's just, you know, how we operate.
So you have kind of a catalog of subservices, yep, or CLINs almost, under the managed service of scanning. And what are the advantages of everyone in NAWIC using, or everyone in the Navy using NAWIC as their scanner? Is that, so, besides the efficiencies of not having everyone do it themselves, but are there technical or operational advantages there also?
Oh, there's definitely advantages. There's also challenges, right? There's both sides to that coin. I would say the advantages are we significantly reduce the amount of resources that are required to scan the environment. So I'll go back to what I said earlier. If each of the application owners had their own scanner and had to have a primary and secondary resource, let's say we host 100 systems. That's 200 FTEs for scanning the environment alone and 200 servers to actually have a scanner attached to it to scan their environments. We've reduced that to, let's just estimate, 10 FTEs across the 100 applications, and then a minimal number of servers to host the scanners so that we can scan the full environment. So that's definitely the advantage of managed services. You're really reducing and pooling those resources together. And those resources are reachable using our incident response process. So our mission owners can submit a ticket and say, I need a scan. And then we have a team of people that go for that. We're not the only service provider in the Navy. There are multiple other service providers across the Navy, across Marine Corps. I know that we're all starting to utilize platforms from different agencies now. And really, it's just making sure the services are available. I can't say we're competing against each other for those services, but we're making them available, and it's really driving down costs for the mission owners.
Sure, but there's also an implied performance here that if you scan, then there's certain benefits in terms of cybersecurity that you kind of have to help warranty, I guess. Would that also be true?
Yep, that's absolutely true. So we hold a very high security posture for all of our data centers and environments. Mission owners have a responsibility to maintain that same level. And where we start to see activities kind of going in the opposite direction, maybe we're getting too many high scan findings, then we work very closely with the mission owners. So it really does give them another group to work with to ensure that we're securing the data for the mission that we all have together.
Terry Lee Holland, Division Head for Data Center and Cloud Hosting Services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. We'll be back with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search digital modernization.
Welcome back to our interview with Terry Lee Holland, Division Head for Data Center and Cloud Hosting Services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. Our topic is managed services. And getting back to the cloud, the cloud is a managed service. Many components within the Navy and the other armed services are using the cloud. Talk about the managed service idea that you provide to get other components to the cloud, because it's not just something you call up Cloud Z and say, sign me up.
That's right. Yep. So our group specifically is one of the Navy's technical agents. The best way to describe our role is we're brokering the environment in commercial cloud providers. So we establish an environment for our mission owners. They can build their application within that environment. We have managed services in the cloud that we provide. And then, as I said earlier, we're continuing to build the catalog of cloud native services that we can make available or help our mission owners to take advantage of once they're in the cloud environment.
And how do your services separate from the cloud service provider's own set of services? Because they're much more than hosts. They have zillions and zillions of services they offer to help people operate in the cloud. And so you don't want to compete with those. But yet there must be things that they don't offer that are needed for that cloud migration.
Yep. And so for the managed services specifically, they do offer some managed services. You know, the advantage of using cloud native is they've pretty much automated everything that they can, and they continue to work in automation. We are still providing very manual managed services. That's kind of the nature of the requirement that we have on policy. And that's a constant discussion that we're having with officials across the Navy and DoD is how do we meet the same policy we're charged with meeting, but in an automated way. So that's kind of where the competition isn't there, is because where we can take advantage of automation and the services that they've been able to put into the GovCloud regions, because those are only the services that we can utilize. But the other services that are not automated yet, that's where we specialize. That's where we get the information that we need and that the Navy and Fleet Cybercom need to ensure that they can ensure the security of the network. On the migration front, and that's a great, maybe even a whole other topic for you. But on the migration front, we previously did migrations for the data center consolidation efforts back in the 2011-2012 timeframe. That was a very manual process. And right now, one of the things that we are looking into is how do we automate as much as we can to move systems from an on-premise legacy data center environment into the cloud, but not just to lift and shift. We want to be innovative and say, how do we do that so they can really take advantage of what the cloud offers? And so those discussions, those pilot efforts are underway, and we're really excited to be hopefully pushing the envelope there.
And in what you've done so far, do you get a sense of the types of services, the types of applications that the different components are most interested in help with?
Yes, a lot of the applications are interested, obviously, in cost savings. So when there's a budget crunch, they're feeling it too. Wherever they can save costs, that's where they really dove into taking advantage of those services.
Okay, cost savings. What about application overhaul so that it can run in the cloud? That's always a tough one for agencies.
Yeah, and it still is. You know, it's really tough to take these applications, how they've been operating, and then either rebuild that application in the cloud, but now our mission owners are being required to operate two basically sets of applications, and one with a totally different tool set than how they're used to operating. So that is one of the areas that is still a challenge for us, but I think it's brought us closer together with our mission owners because now we have a joint challenge that we're trying to solve. We want to move as much as we can to the cloud to take advantage of those automated managed services. And in order for us to do that, we've got to bring the mission owners alongside with us.
And as a cloud broker, so to speak, how do you keep up with the changes in the cloud market? Because these are hardly static companies. Some of these big cloud providers always jockeying to, you know, outdo one another with new services and different service offerings and different plans. How do you keep current with what's going on in the cloud world itself?
Well, we've got an amazing team that it's definitely a team effort to keep current with it. And not just the team that I work with on a daily basis, but, you know, as you go up the chain, we have cloud community of practice calls. We have community meetings that all the brokers are coming together on. We're reaching out to other agencies to share experiences or to troubleshoot problems that we haven't been able to solve. So we've been able to really take that community mentality and apply it to what we're trying to get to from a vision perspective.
And looking again at your customer types of agencies and applications, we've talked about cost savings and moving applications to the cloud. But, you know, one of the other advantages to this whole thing is the idea of transforming your business operations, transforming the way you do things to new, more contemporary models. Do you find that is part of the demand mix that you're seeing?
Not primary, but it's secondary. So we have a lot of amazing engineers across the DoD that can take an application and migrate it and take advantage of the services made available to them. Where we continue to see issues and to have challenges is in that area of business process change. It's easy to change an infrastructure in some cases. It's not as easy to change the supporting business processes. But that's definitely recognized. And it's another area that is bringing us together with our motion owners because we've got to change those business processes together.
And by the way, do you sort of compete informally or maybe formally your Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic? What about the Pacific people?
We do not compete. Let me repeat, we do not compete. I believe we're complementary. So our PAC sister, they are very much working in the development field. So the offerings that they have are get our mission owners into these environments. They allow our mission owners to develop an application that may or may not go operationally to the warfighter, but they're testing out, they're learning, and it's a training platform for not only our service provider, but also those application owners. If a system is ready to go to production, it's a great place to start. And then we are working very closely with them to take those applications from their development environment and move them into our production environment. So it's very much a symbiotic relationship. And we've learned a lot and we're continuing to build capabilities that assist each other.
So it's better to have a pack sister than a pack rat.
Yeah, definitely.
Terry Lee Holland, Division Head for Data Center and Cloud Hosting Services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. We'll return with the third and final segment of this interview after the short break. I'm Tom Temin.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search digital modernization.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Terry Lee Holland, Division Head for Data Center and Cloud Hosting Services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. We're discussing managed services. And let's talk about NAWIC Atlantic as a user of managed services. You don't do everything yourself. Tell us your approach there, and we'll get into some of the details.
Okay. So we provide today 28 managed services to our mission owners. And across NAWIC Atlantic, we actually have mission owners taking advantage of those services. As soon as we move systems into the cloud, that's where we're really trying to take advantage of those cloud native managed services and offer those to the systems to really take learn the efficiencies there, I would say.
Well, what I meant was, do you yourself use managed services to support the activities you're doing?
Oh, okay. So we do, I would say we're not necessarily a user of managed services because we provide them. We actually use a lot of supplier services for our networks, for example. So we have a layer of infrastructure underneath us that we capitalize off of to provide a holistic suite of services from our service catalog to our mission owners. The area that we broker in the cloud does utilize some of the services that are made available to us for governance of that environment, for prioritization of different services. So we utilize some of the services that we might not make available to our mission owners just because we use them as a governance tool.
Got it. And since you are representing, if that's the best word, maybe not, several cloud providers that you then broker for, is there some kind of an abstraction layer in that selection of which cloud provider that you go to that makes the job easier on your part?
Not yet. So what we do work on is like a cloud readiness assessment when we're moving systems. And then for those systems that are looking to build in a cloud and they come to us to say, where should we build? We really just go through the requirements. We give them a an assessment of those requirements and a ROM of, if you want to build your system in this environment, these are the costs, and in this other environment, these are the costs. We are very much demand driven. That's what drives down our costs. So in areas that are being heavily utilized, the costs are most likely less. And areas that aren't yet fully utilized, just because the newness they have on our market, they could cost a little bit more. And that's one of the things our mission owners have to look for.
And you mentioned that you offer 28 different managed services to other parts of the Navy. Do you have any quantity of customers, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, so we have over 300 mission owners that utilize our platforms across the data centers and cloud. And most of those customers utilize our full suite of managed services.
What I'm driving at, is there room for growth in the terms?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a long way to go before everybody is at the managed service level usage that's optimal.
Yes. I would say we do. I don't know if we have a long way to go as much as we have a we really need to start taking advantage of the managed services offered in the cloud and get people moving into that direction. It's better from a resourcing perspective on our side, but also on our mission owner side.
And dealing with all of these different agencies and the different services that you have and the experience you've had, and that there is some room still for growth, you must have developed maybe a best practices guide or some kind of methodology for use of managed services that could be shared. What are some of your lessons learned?
Well, I would say that, and I think you hit on this in the beginning, which is, you know, how do we learn about these managed services? So we've worked very closely with cloud service providers for the services that they're going to be making available to us on a certain time frame. Getting that information ahead of time before they're available to be used gives our team time to learn how the Navy can consume them. And then having joint community of practices where we're sharing that information with our mission owners. We also have our cloud service providers on those calls at times. That's what has really helped spread the availability of those services. And then to create an avenue of our mission owners to be able to talk to our cloud service providers and how they can best make use of the services that are available.
And a final question on service level agreements, because ultimately getting into the cloud, that's what it's all about, is the specific service level agreement. Do those component agencies negotiate those directly with the clouds that you've brokered, or do you help assist in the development of those SLAs?
We help assist in them. We have a history with providing SLAs for the services that we have as well. And so our customers expect a certain amount of availability. If they're going to be down, they need to know when they're going to be back up. They need to know their maintenance windows. So we work very closely to make sure that what our mission owners are expecting from our, you know, previous role in providing those managed services is conveyed to our service providers. And then where maybe there might be a difference or a delta, that's also where we can fill the gap, because we have the experience.
Terry Lee Holland, Division Head for Data Center and Cloud Hosting Services at the Naval Warfare Information Center Atlantic. To hear this interview again or to share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for March, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing managed services, sponsored by GDIT on Federal News Network.